My favorite day of the week, yeah, it's Friday.
Like I need another vacation. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Friday, June the 22nd. Yours truly, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Charles Carlson and Dr. Bill Veith for sitting in me for a few days while I took a interesting vacation. It was interesting in the fact that I went and saw my daughter and my granddaughter and her husband for a few days, and was informed on Father's Day that if I liked having one grandchild, I should be really happy with two. So come November, yours truly will be the grandfather of two. So it all in all was a great time. I completely cut the umbilical cord. Some of you may notice there was no updates on republictradinggroup.net for, I don't know if it was a plan, but for whatever reason, when I left, I forgot to take the power cord for my laptop with me. And when I got to my destination to hook up my laptop, I suddenly realized, well, it must have been a sign that somebody wanted me to completely disconnect from all media for a couple of days. And so I'm grateful for that. Anyway, what did I return to? Well, a Dow that plunged 185 points, to be exact. Dow closed today at 13,360. NASDAQ off 28 points at 2,588. S&P off almost 20 points at 1,502. The big financial news story today was the IPO of Blackstone Group, whose shares rose a paltry 13% in their stock market debut today, as investors scrambled for a piece of the sixth richest initial public offering in U.S. history, which I find rather amazing, that even though most people understand that a large player in Blackstone happens to be the communist Chinese government, and it will have access to U.S. technology, well, I guess when it comes to money, national security interests don't mean a whole heck of a lot. When we return, we'll give you the closing prices of the metals and all the other financial stuff you can expect next week, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two hands. He was backwoods, backwards, used words like no sir, yes ma'am, by God be darned. Hell yeah, I'm American.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday.
And all the years he walked to serve.
You know why it's good to come back from vacation and start your first work day on a Friday? Because you get 2 days vacation straight afterwards. Anyway, U.S. stocks plunged today, capping the worst week for the Standard & Poor's 500 index since early March as concern intensified that banks will be saddled with losses on mortgage bonds. No kidding. Biggest loser today, Bear Stearns, which fought to stop the collapse of a hedge fund that lost 20% this year. Bear Stearns plans to assume the $3,000 million loss of loans to the fund, fueled concern of a widespread markdowns of similar investments held by banks, pension funds, and other investors. bad news for a lot of you folks out there sitting with IRAs who have absolutely no idea what your IRA is invested in. You could be in for a bit of a surprise when you look and see what your returns are. Always a good idea. If you have concerns about your IRA investments, to give us a call here at the Republic Trading Group, we can help you move your riskier investments from your IRA to something more sustainable, such as, yes, the noble metal. Speaking of which, gold closed today up $3 at $655.10. Had about a $7 trade on the final day of the week. Gold had a low today of $650, high of $657. Silver off 2 cents at $1,307. Platinum ended the week up $8 at $1,308. Palladium up a buck at $381. Crude oil flirting with $70 a barrel again. Crude oil up 43 cents. Crude oil closed at $69.08. U.S. dollar index, well, needless to say, dollar got hammered today. Was all 40 basis points. And U.S. dollar index closed at 82.09. As far as next week is concerned, some of the economic highlights for next week include existing home sales come out on Monday, consumer confidence and new home sales on Tuesday, durable goods on Wednesday, the GDP, otherwise known as the generally dumb public, comes out together with the initial jobless claims, the help wanted index, the Federal Open Market Committee policy statement on Thursday, personal income and spending core PCE inflation, Chicago PMI and construction spending and Michigan sentiment next Friday. Obviously, Wall Street not too happy about all the figures coming out next week, including new home sales. And consumer confidence numbers. You know, don't you find it strange that whenever they come out with the consumer confidence numbers, it's usually pretty good? And yet, today we are told that America's approval rating of the U.S. Congress is about the lowest point it's ever been. As a matter of fact, I'm sure Hitler was more popular. Right now, I think faith in Congress is around about 26%. Which basically, if you figure it out, 26% constitutes government employees. So government employees are happy with everything else, but everybody else is not happy with anything else, including George W. Bush, who is fast sinking to levels of Harry Truman, who a lot of people forget had an approval rating of some 24%. Bush is currently sitting at somewhere south of 29%. Whatever happened to that little thing about when the people figure out that the government is, the government's not doing its job. The people have the right to abolish the government and reinstitute a new form of government. I don't know where the approval ratings have to go on that one, but I guess they have to go in that region somewhere. I mean, we're there. The question is, how do we do it? IMF says the U.S. is near stall speed. It cuts growth forecasts for the U.S. Not that it means anything, but the International Monetary Fund today cut its forecast for U.S. economic growth to 2% for 2007 and said the world's biggest economy was uncomfortably close to stall speed. By and large, today's decline in the Dow was due to the U.S. passing U.S. Senate passing an energy bill. The U.S. Senate late Thursday, late night deal, passed a wide-ranging energy bill, a key priority of majority Democrats, which raised average auto fuel efficiency standards by 10 miles per gallon. So that was bad news, obviously, that was reflected in what the Dow did today. Outside of that, you know, one thing I have to say about being disconnected from not only the internet, but for 4 days, I disconnected myself from everything. I didn't watch a single news broadcast. I didn't listen to a single talk radio show. I just disappeared into this other world. And you know, when you take out your daily consumption of financial and political news, the world's actually not a bad place. I can understand why so many people just pay absolutely no attention to finance or politics, because they look into the cesspool of finance and politics and they go, you know, I really don't want to watch sausage being made. And you can actually live a pretty good life, although it's in denial, and you won't be aware of the shocks that come down the pike, but you can live a pretty good life, and you can still believe in the American dream if you pay no attention to finance and politics, if you devoid yourself of it completely, which is what I did for 4 days, and it was an amazing experience. But needless to say, on my drive back to the Valley of the Sun, bask in the temperatures of 110 degrees, as we are today, which is not bad. I enjoy 110 degrees. But the facts is you have, I shouldn't get into this. You get a different perspective on a lot of things. And I can understand why Congress's ratings are basically the lowest point that they've ever been. I can understand why the president's ratings are the lowest it's ever been, because I think a large swath of people have completely disconnected themselves from the whole system. As I said, why watch? I mean, it's like watching the clubbing of baby seals, if you will. It's something you don't want to watch. But driving back, as I was saying, unfortunately I had the tendency to flip through the radio dials just to find out whether the world had come to an end in the last 4 days. And I was amazed with all the stories that were out there. There were a lot of scandals. Rudy Giuliani's campaign chief of staff busted for dealing in cocaine. Amazing stuff. Mitt Romney's security detail charged with impersonating a law enforcement official. And Ron Paul has been relegated from the Iowa debates because of the fact that, obviously, Ron Paul, they say, well, we made a decision long before Ron Paul, which is a lie. When you look at the people that are running the debate, well, I don't know when it is, next month sometime, you'll find out the reason why they excluded Ron Paul, because they are Zionists. They are fully-fledged Christian Zionists, and they are opposed to the message that Ron Paul has, because he talks about stuff that they don't want to deal with, you know, like September the 11th, like U.S. foreign policy, like the Federal Reserve, the income tax. I guess they called something about the once again, it just proves how people can use language in order to fool the public. I think they called tax-free alliance, who you would think, just looking at the name, that they are, you know, obviously in Ron Paul's camp, but they are not. They are an organization called Iowans for Tax Relief. And when you look at the players behind Iowans for Tax Relief, you find all kinds of things. As I said, you'll find that they have strong connections to the Zionist Christian philosophy. You'll find that they are obviously heavily involved in, one of the people heavily involved in the McCain campaign, which is sinking faster than the Titanic as we can speak. I think in the latest poll today, he's actually behind Mike Huckabee. Might be Mike who? Yeah, Mike Huckabee. So it was an interesting thing coming back to reality. And we'll have more coming back to reality when we return.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Possible. I'm just throwing this out. Do you think it's possible that in, say, 20 or 30 years from now, a U.S. president will be sitting with a, well, a leader of Iran talking about trade, negotiating trade deals with Iran, or Al-Qaeda for that matter? A lot of people out there going, you're out of your mind. Well, George Bush today met with the president of Vietnam, discussed trade and human rights issues at a meeting that marked the first time a Vietnamese president has visited the White House in more than three decades. President Bush said he told the Vietnamese prime minister that he's impressed with the growing Vietnamese economy and wants to have a good business relationship with the Southeast Asian nation, which, by the way, overwhelmingly supported the communist agenda in the recent election. So, I guess if we can make friends with the communist Vietnamese, make friends with the radical Islamist fundamentalist killers, murderers of Al-Qaeda, which, by the way, later on this evening, and I'm assuming it's going to be this evening, because stuff always happens on Friday nights. Whenever the government wants to dump documents on an unsuspecting public, they usually do it on Friday nights just simply because there's a whole weekend thing that they get to spin it and turn it around so that by the time the Monday news cycle comes around, it's pretty much discounted as a non-story. But today it was announced that the CIA is going to declassify documents and expose skeletons from the 60s, 70s. As a matter of fact, I even heard one report today say they may even go as far as back to the 50s. This report out of Washington today, the Central Intelligence Agency violated its charter for 25 years until revelations of illegal wiretapping, domestic surveillance, assassination plots, and human experimentation led to an official investigation and reforms in the 1970s. This, according to declassified documents that were posted on the web by the National Security Archives at George Washington University. Almost sounds like Robert Mugabe. CIA Director General Michael Hayden announced today the agency is declassifying the full 693-page file amassed on CIA's illegal activities by order of then-CIA Director James Schlesinger in 1973, the so-called family jewels. Only a few dozen heavily censored pages of this file have previously been declassified, although multiple Freedom of Information Act requests have been filed over the years for documents. General Hayden called the file a glimpse of a very different time and a very different agency. Papers were scheduled for public release on Monday. Well, there you go. They come out on Monday, not a Friday document dump that administrations are very good at. So all this comes out on Monday. I wonder what these 11,000 pages of so-called bad stories about the CIA are going to reveal. You see, I've had this thing about the CIA for a long time. I've had this thing about the CIA. Well, let me back this up. There's obviously a couple of Freedom of Information requests that have been exposed by Judicial Watch pertaining to events leading up to September the 11th. That after September the 11th, and it's documented proof, this is not speculation, this is not conspiracy theory, this is simple facts, that the Bin Laden family was fitted out of the country after September the 11th. And Judicial Watch has proved that, beyond all reasonable doubts, not even a question. So we have a situation that the CIA does stuff that is questionable at best. But yet we have a situation where we could be finding out, I doubt it, though. But I've long held the view that September the 11th, outside of everything everybody says about September the 11th, I firmly believe that September the 11th, there were people within the United States hierarchy of intelligence that knew what was coming down on September the 11th, and obviously did nothing to prevent it whatsoever, because it would further their ultimate objectives of what they wanted to achieve. Now, there's questions when you go back to the 93 bombing of the World Trade Center towers, where obviously various spook agencies within the government helped encourage the bombing in 1993. And I'll finish my thought when we return. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord, look what you've done for me.
Welcome back to Friday.
Oh, there.
I haven't been the same.
A little piece of pop music from a group 363 bass players, my son-in-law. Announced to me with great fanfare on Father's Day and a cigar. What is it with? What is it with cigars? And well, anyway. Second Rachel coming in November. Talking about the CIA with this latest document dump. And as I said before the break, there's a lot of things that obviously were known in the hierarchy of government what was coming down on September the 11th. And they failed to do anything to stop it because they wanted it to happen. They most probably facilitated it to happen, which is something that that we will find, more than likely will not find out in this document dump, but what will come out, I'm sure, will be some reference somewhere along the line in some of these efforts by the CIA to push a U.S. Foreign policy, as we'll find out that the CIA most probably knew that JFK was going to be assassinated and did nothing whatsoever to stop it. See, we go back to the JFK assassination again. And the reason I bring this up is, as I was listening to various talk show hosts yesterday, there was a lot of chatter about the fact that Hillary Clinton has a new commercial out, taking a leaf, if you will, out of The Sopranos final scene, which I never made any sense to me, and in large part I've never watched a Sopranos show, not one. I haven't even watched a single episode. But then again, I've never watched American Idol, I've never watched any reality shows, I've never watched The View, I've never watched any of these shows. But I've always been fascinated by the mafia. I remember my first trip to New York. Did I want to go see the Statue of Liberty? Did I want to go see the Empire State Building? Did I want to go see the Nimitz? No, I wanted to go to Sparks Steakhouse. Not only did I want to see where a mob boss was wiped out, but I figured to myself that if the mob's going to Sparks Steakhouse, it means that these guys must probably have really good food. And I've always been fascinated by the mafia. And so when they brought up this connection between the Clintons and doing a spoof on the Sopranos, I thought to myself, well, that's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has always been enamored by JFK. He tried to emulate JFK in every single way he could, including his dalliances. I mean, he must probably, well, the difference between Bill Clinton and JFK, and I hold JFK in a little higher regard than I do Bill Clinton, just simply because JFK went after Marilyn Monroe, the most sought-after woman, a poster girl on every GI's locker. He went for, well, the best-looking woman in America. As for Bill Clinton, well, his tastes were a little suspicious. And I bring this up just solely because of the fact that when you look at the story of JFK, you have to go back to his father, Joe Kennedy. You see, Joe Kennedy made his money bootlegging. That's where the Kennedy fortune started. It's also where basically NASCAR started. I mean, NASCAR today is a big multi-billion-dollar entertainment sports bonanza thing, but by and large, NASCAR's roots were in bootlegging. Guys used to hot up cars in order to outrun the feds when they were running moonshine. And that's where Joe Kennedy made all his money. He was in the bootlegging business. And after Prohibition, obviously, he... He had acquired a friendship with a lot of not-so honest citizens of Italian descent. Why am I being so politically correct here? But anyway, the facts are that Joe Kennedy leaned on his mob friends, who, by the way, that's how the Teamsters ultimately were founded. The Teamsters founded their union basically because of the drivers that used to run moonshine. I mean, the Teamsters is obviously the trucking industry of America. America's whole economy relies on the trucking industry. And so over these years, Joe Kennedy had established this relationship with the mob and the Teamsters. And so when Joe Kennedy, JFK started to rise amongst the political ranks and come the election against Nixon, Joe Kennedy leaned on the Teamsters, his mob connections, to make sure that their guy was going to get elected president. And there's a big connection here to Las Vegas. And which also proves something as well. Politics hasn't changed over decades. It's as corrupt today as it was back then. No different. Names and faces may change, but ultimately the game's still as rigged and as crooked as it always ever was. And so ultimately, when you look at the returns of the Kennedy-Nixon election, Kennedy only won by, out of, I think there were 26 million votes cast, he won by like 129,000. And so it was pretty clear at the end when Kennedy became president that the people who put him in office was the mob. Now, old man Joe, he had a couple of sons. The other one was Bobby, who he actually felt Bobby was more intellectually superior to JFK. And so he pushed JFK to get Bobby in as Attorney General of the United States. And what happened when Bobby became Attorney General of the United States of America? Well, he turned around and went after the mob. Can't figure that one out. Still don't know why Bobby went after the mob, because after all, Joe must have said to him, "Hey, Bobby, you can't go after the mob. They the reason your brother's president, and now they the reason why you are Attorney General of the United States." But anyway, Bobby went after the mob. And there's one thing about the mafia. No matter how much you dislike them, there were honor among thieves. And in large part, people supported the mob. I mean, they liked the Robin Hood aspect of the mob. So long as, obviously, you didn't get involved with the mob, because you swore oaths. There were strong allegiances. If you crossed or if you snitched out, you were whacked. It was simple as that. There was instant justice in the mob. But the fact that Bobby went after the mob is the sole reason why until obviously sometime when documents prove me wrong, but that was the reason why Kennedy was whacked. Of course he was whacked. Lee Harvey Oswald was simply a patsy. That's the reason why, what's his name, Fazeli, I think his name was, went to Jack Ruby and said to Jack Ruby, "Listen, you got a terminal health problem. We need a favor from you, and we'll take care of the family. We'll take care of everything, and you just got to take out the patsy." And there was no connections otherwise. It was very good. I mean, the mob's very good at what they do. And I am submitting to you that the CIA obviously knew in positions of power, knew what was going to come down, and did absolutely nothing to stop it, just like September the 11th. Because there were people in the hierarchy of power within the United States, the men in the shadows, whoever you want to call them, obviously wanted to get rid of Kennedy as well, because he violated the ultimate oath. He wanted to abolish the Federal Reserve. Is there a connection with Ron Paul here? I don't know. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, is it possible? Is there any reason? What is this document dump the CIA is doing? Why is it giving up its family jewels? Will there be any connection? Will we find out anything, ultimately, of the assassination of JFK and who was responsible and who knew and who didn't do anything? And that's why I made the connection with the Clintons doing this cameo appearance that Hillary did of sitting in the diner, just like the end of The Sopranos, because the Clintons are enamored by the Kennedys. Well, so is the Bush administration, by the way. I mean, look at it. Here you've got George Bush aligning with Teddy Kennedy to push the immigration bill, which, by the way, next week, most probably late Friday night, late Saturday night, or late Sunday night, that's usually when they push these things through, the immigration bill is going to fly through. I mean, it's just a simple fact of life. And it's not because they want to deal with the 12 million illegal alien problem, of course not. I think Governor Perry of Texas today vetoed, obviously, the question about the NAFTA superhighway. So that's all part and parcel of it. The immigration bill's got nothing to do with immigration, making 12 million Mexicans legal. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got more to do with the North American Union. And it's got, the big one, in my opinion, is national ID card. Yes, you'll be required to have your papers. That's what they want. That's what their objective is. Got nothing to do. It's like the Patriot Act. They didn't want the Patriot Act to protect you from nasty, nefarious guys who live in caves who want to kill you for your freedoms. Well, of course not. The Patriot Act was just quite simply to take away your God-given rights as dictated by the Founding Fathers. That's what the Patriot Act was all about. You know, it's amazing whenever I hear the likes of Sean Hannity once again, was probably the single dumbest white man in America, who still seems to think that this immigration bill is all about legalizing 12 million Americans. You can't tell these people, like Michael Medved, you can't tell these people about North American Union. They don't want to hear it. That's the reason why Ron Paul is not in the upcoming Iowa debate. It's because the neoconservatives, these Zionist Christians, and that's who this taxpayer relief, whatever it organization is, these are the people that make up this thing. They don't want to hear about it. They don't want to deal with Ron Paul. They don't want to deal with the likes of David Walker, for instance. You will not hear, in the next upcoming Republican debate, you will not hear a single thing about the imminent financial collapse of the United States because of unfunded liabilities and failing to address Social Security, Medicaid, which are all a scam, but you'll never hear any of that. You'll never hear that, obviously, the clock starts ticking next year when the first of the baby boomers start retiring. So rather than deal with this, we will deal with the dog and pony show of having pseudo-nominees. You've got Mitt Romney up there. Oh, by the way, Mayor Bloomberg from New York went from being a Democrat, then he changed to being a Republican so he could run for mayor of New York. Now he's an independent. Everybody's speculating that he's going to run for president. You know, for any person that's accumulated billions of dollars of net worth, I don't think Mayor Bloomberg is that stupid. And I'm sure he realizes that being short and Jewish and owning a mainstream media publication, that he has absolutely no shot of ever becoming president of the United States. We'll go back to Kennedy. Kennedy had a hard time because he was Catholic. Mitt Romney is done. John McCain is done. Why is Mitt Romney done? Well, there's a new movie coming out, I believe it is in 2 weeks' time, which deals with the whole Mormon issue of the massacre of 126. Well, who knows? But here you have a typical situation where, you know, I look at this stuff. It's like the other big issue that was out there on local talk radio. Yeah, I listen to Roger Hitchcock, former mayor of San Diego, who says the this is on the same day that they announced that 15 U.S. service personnel were killed in the same day in Iraq. He says the surge is working. Right now, to date, 70 kids have died in Iraq this month. I used to say, well, it's two a day. Well, it's more like four a day now. But the big dilemma with Sean Hannity and Roger Hitchcock and Michael Medved is obviously a statement made by James Inhofe earlier this week that he heard a conversation with Barbara Boxer and Hillary Rodham Clinton, who wanted to reintroduce the fairness doctrine. And they went ballistic on this. Now, these are the same two guys that wouldn't mention anything about the hate crimes legislation that would actually stop your ability to speak out against what you felt were, Zionism. They've never mentioned one thing about the hate crimes legislation challenging the freedom of speech. But here comes James Inhofe saying, I have heard a conversation that they were talking about reintroducing the fairness doctrine. Well, guess what? Barbara Boxer and Hillary Clinton both came out and said, we don't know where this guy was standing, but we never spoke about anything like that. To the point where James Inhofe comes out today and admits, well, I didn't actually hear it last week. I actually heard about this 3 years ago. Yeah? You're bringing up a story from 3 years ago, and you got all these right-wing, whacked-out conservative talk show hosts going off about the fairness doctrine. They want to shut down freedom of speech. I mean, these people are so far gone, it's unbelievable. And then they bring up the case that the mainstream media, well, that majority of reporters today are biased to the left. No kidding. Really? We knew about that 10 years ago. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This Friday.
Next week should be a fun week. Well, we get the CIA document dump. We'll find out whether my suspicions are true or not. Yeah, I don't think they're going to actually release anything that pertains to the Kennedys. But you never know. Anyway, the gold desk at Republic Trading Group is open and will be open the entire weekend. So if you have questions, you want to get brochures about pretty coins, you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. Be happy to send those out to you. Let me leave today with a parting story and another reason why you should buy gold and lots of it. Now, I'm not saying that the United States economy is going to face the dire consequences of the Zimbabwe economy, but I found this interesting. And you can find the story on republictradinggroup.com. It's called Petrol Stations. Most Americans know this. Gas stations reject cash as currency because it becomes worthless so quickly. If you were living in Zimbabwe today, just to give you a small context of how currencies can collapse right before your very eyes. This morning, in Zimbabwe, an ounce of gold would have cost you 59,400 Zimbabwean dollars. By the lunchtime, the price of an ounce of gold was 66. Excuse me, I have to correct myself. I missed a zero. This morning's price of gold was 59,400,000 Zimbabwean dollars. And I'm not kidding you. Exchange rate in Zimbabwe started off this morning at 90,000 Zimbabwean dollars to one U.S. dollar. By lunchtime, the price of 1 ounce of gold was 66 million Zimbabwean dollars. And by the close of business today, the price of an ounce of gold in Zimbabwe was $79,200,000. The average family's cost to survive in Zimbabwe today, a working class family, needs a minimum of 5.5 million Zimbabwean dollars a month to survive. It just means your basic necessities of life. Ten years ago, people would have chastised you if you criticized Robert Mugabe and his handling of the Zimbabwean economy. I can draw a lot of parallels between the United States and Zimbabwe when it comes to its fiscal situation. I mean, in Zimbabwe, the currency over there has expiration dates on it, just like your milk has expiration dates on it. Based on the inefficiencies of government, I will leave you with this, and I always say this, buy gold and lots of it, because we're heading down that same path. I trust you have a great weekend, and we'll start it all over again on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.